Welcome to another broadcast from Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. If you'd like more information or sermons, visit www.brotherjimshaw.org. Please stay tuned to the end of the broadcast for more contact information. And now, here's Brother Jim Shaw.
You know, every now and then you got to speak truth that upsets the apple cart. I'm kind of saying this in humor, but I'm not exactly saying it in humor, because the Lord says woe to those who nobody speaks bad about. Woe to those who nothing but good is spoken about. So every now and then you have to speak some truth that gets a few people upset. So let's go for it. Proverbs 31, the words of King Lemuel, the prophecy that his mother taught him. Now, we always hear about a great Proverbs 31 wife and how she's to behave and act. Well, it starts out with a prophecy from King Lemuel's mama. Here it starts out with a question. What, my son? And what the son of my womb? And what the son of my vows? Give not thy strength unto women, nor thy ways to that which destroys kings. It is not for kings, O Lemuel, it is not for kings to drink strong wine, nor for princes to drink strong drink, lest they drink and forget the law and pervert the judgment of any of the afflicted. That's interesting. First two things that mommy says to the king here is don't give your strength to women and don't be getting drunk. In that order. Men, I'm talking to Christian men here. You're to love your wives. That doesn't mean you're a lap dog. That doesn't mean to love your wife means to be obedient to her. And I think this is destroying a lot of families, a lot of generations, because how you treat your wife or how you get treated by your wife is what your children see and what your young men, which you want to grow up, your young boys, which you want to grow up to be young men, see. Now, I know it's tough to even think of a future, because I believe it is the days of Noah. We see that all our food is corrupted, like it was in the days of Noah with GMOs. We actually have had the first baby be born that was gene edited. The DNA was gene edited with CRISPRs. You can look it up. So what's that telling me? Does that mean unless that baby's eliminated, if that baby starts breeding, that we have an actual DNA changed human being? So is that corrupted now, along with our GMOs, all in the name of science and love and all this, destroying the lineage of mankind? So I know it's the last days. That's the real sign of the last days, when you're touching the seed of God. That's what threw God over the edge, and he said, I repent that I even made mankind. After the fallen angels destroyed his seed by breeding with women. So there was a course there when it went off. It wasn't from Adam and Eve. It was from the fallen angels and the women. So it wasn't the seed of God. Neither are GMOs from the seed of God. And the Lord is warning us here, though, because guess what? No matter what, we still live in today. We still are alive today. We still have to live a righteous life today. We are still given messages from God on how to live today. Men, don't become effeminate. Don't give your power over to the women. They're to submit to you. It isn't the other way around. That's what the Word of God says. Wives, submit yourselves to the husbands, for this is right in the sight of God. You let the husbands call the shots. You work together as a family, but when push comes to shove, you must have a boss. You know, we're even told in the somewhere in Proverbs that it's not even good to have a partnership. Because when you have a partnership, you don't have a ruler. If you have a partnership, make sure it's 51% and 49. There has to be somebody that's in control. Otherwise, down the line, things usually go off the rails one way or another. Somebody has to be in line. Christ, husband, wife, children. That's it. You know, women have an incredible power over men. Incredible power with this sex stuff. Look at what David did. Saw Bathsheba taking a shower. And he actually sent messengers, plural, messengers, to bring Bathsheba to his room. He was insane. He went insane as far as I'm concerned. He went sexually insane. He saw the beauty of that woman, forgot about Uriah, one of his 50 generals, forgot the fact that, what does he think, these messengers are going to keep their mouths shut? Insanity. Same thing, probably sexual insanity with Samson and Delilah. Delilah cashes him in 3 times. But he still keeps coming back to her. How can you do this? And we're warned, remember, imagine that. We are warned, remember Lot's wife. So number one, we're told it's a wife. And we're told there's a husband. Lot's wife. And there's something to be learned from that. Could Lot have prevented that? Could Lot have taken the bull by the horns and said, nope, you will not look back. I don't care if I have to grab you by your ears, you're not looking back. So we're told to remember Lot's wife. She looked back. We're told that the man is to protect the wife. Where was Lot? Eve talking to the Satan in the garden. Why didn't you listen to God, Adam, and say, no, Eve, we got to repent? No, he takes the apple. We're told here, Lemuel's mom, don't give your power over to a woman. This is, guys, all of us are vulnerable to this. That's why we're warned about it. It actually says that a woman can make a man a piece of bread. He can knock you down to a piece of bread. And you see all these CEOs, all these huge companies. And the woman doesn't have to be educated. She doesn't have to be smart. She doesn't have to be anything. Usually, guess what? It's good looks. Lust of the eyes. Yeah. But you have to have your mind renewed with God's word to fight against all this. Particularly young men, youthful men, men that are strong. Now, as we get older, hopefully we get more wiser so we can tell young men to guard themselves. Gang, it's not worth it. If you're ready to commit adultery, it's not worth it. 1 minute of pleasure and destroy generations of families? It's not worth it. And if you've done it, I'm sorry. You shouldn't have. Now, you can repent, but still there's consequences. So let's at least be able to warn the generations in front of us, do not mess around. Be faithful. And I'm just giving you God's word. Because we're told spiritual adultery is in the same line as, you know, husband and wife adultery. Spiritual adultery is falling in love with the things of the world, making the things of the world a god when we're supposed to be married to God. Basically taking on another wife. He doesn't want that. He wants us totally sold out to him. But let me read this again. This is Lemuel, King Lemuel's mom. Give not thy strength unto women, nor thy ways to that which destroys kings. Women can destroy your life, men. Women can destroy your wife. They need you to look over them. A woman needs a good man to look over her, to protect her. And ma'am, if you don't have a good man, you have Jesus. Submit yourself to God. If you're a widow, you have Jesus. Submit yourself to God. If you've been through 5 divorces, you have Jesus. Submit yourself to God and do it today. But I'm talking to a married couple now. Woman, don't try to rule the roost. And man, don't roll over. I hate the saying, oh, talk to the boss. I'm going to have to ask the boss. No, you're supposed to be the boss. It's not comical to me. It's actually blasphemous, according to the Word of God. It's not a joke. Talk to the boss, meaning talk to my wife. No, that's garbage. Do not give your strength, man, to your wife. You rule the roost. You take care of the family. You stay sober. You stay vigilant. You stay ready. You renew your mind with the Word of God. You put up the shield of faith against all the temptations. You're not swayed by family. You're not swayed by the outside world. You're not swayed by your boss. You stay loyal to the Lord Jesus Christ. This is why he's given us the Holy Spirit, people. And he tells us, he likes repentance, but repentance is number 2. He likes obedience better than repentance. He says, I prefer obedience over sacrifice. And in the Old Testament, sacrifice was like a form of repentance. You sacrificed something for your sins. Now we sacrifice our heart for our sins. We repent. We get on our spiritual knees and we turn from our sin. But as I said, I believe we're in the last days. And you say, oh, well. Well, the thing is, you don't know when that day is. Until that day comes, we have to abide by God's word, follow God's word, and realize that the only way of escape was Jesus Christ. I don't care about all the other religions. They're false, including the Jewish religion. When they were supposed to take a left, they took a right. Actually, we're the true Jews, circumcised in the heart. We're the true Israel. Read the Romans 2, the last verse, who a true Israelite is. I'm just saying what the gospel says. I don't know all these preachings about replacement theory and all that. I don't know. All I know, the gospel tells me, last verse of Romans 2, that a true Jew is one whose heart is circumcised and it's not in the written law of God. And I don't have to go to a Bible school to understand what that means, because it happened to me. Because it didn't come from any stained glass. It didn't come from any baptisms. It didn't come from any communions. It didn't come from any mass cards. It didn't come from any fuzzy face up front wearing a funny hat and looking like Batman. It didn't come from any of that. It came from above. And it changed my heart. It made me love people. And it showed me what sin was. And it convicted me of it. And all of a sudden, I felt really lousy when I transgressed the law. Gang, men, take your role as a husband very, very serious. It's the best gift you could give your wife. Look over her, protect her, guide her, have the Holy Spirit through you influence her. Be the best husband you can, because that's what Jesus did for us. Jesus never gave up the throne, but he still died for us. Husband, you do the same for your wife. In doing that, you'll be doing it for your family, your children, your grandchildren, generations to come. And this message is for all of us, me first. God bless you, and amen.
You've been listening to Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. If you would like more information or sermons, we can be reached at www.brotherjimshaw.org. That's www.brotherjimshaw.org. Or write to P.O. Box 690492, Vero Beach, Florida. You can also call 717-451-9767. Again, 717-451-9767. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you again next time for another broadcast from Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. To view more messages on Brother Jim's YouTube page, please visit www.brotherjimshaw.org.